All right, we're hanging out here in the studio. Heidi B is our very special guest co-host. DJ Flo on the Wheels of Steel, everybody's favorite Uncle Mal is here, and we're welcoming back to the show. I think it's been a minute since we've talked to her. We're just so excited to welcome her back. Author, relationship expert, all around just wonderful woman, diva extraordinaire, but we just love and adore her. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome back to the show the incredible Elizabeth Overstreet. How are you?
Hey, Art. How are you doing? Hello, everyone else.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, that's Uncle Mal. Look, you hear Uncle Mal?
Hey, Uncle Mal.
Oh, boy. Now he can go to sleep. Now, look, when we announced you coming on, he started cheering tonight. So the co-host, Heidi, she was like, what about me?
I was like, really?
Right. I had to explain to Heidi on commercial break that, you know, these guys are just gaga over Elizabeth.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess you got to like that girl. I'll stand down.
Right. So, Elizabeth, tell everybody a little bit about your background, and then we're going to get into famous celebrity love stories and how they kind of correlate with our love lives and how we're everyday people we're like these celebrities.
We are. I mean, the correlations are so strong. So my name is Elizabeth Overstreet. Thank you for that warm welcome. I'm a relationship coach. Really, my philosophy is a lot about self-love. I feel like the way you feel about yourself exhibits itself in the people that you attract and bring into your life. So my role in helping people is always to help them to have healthy relationships. Mm. But first of all, to really be in touch with who they are.
Is it possible for us to have healthy relationships in this day and age with everybody being so addicted to social media? I mean, because, Elizabeth, we see so much of people's narcissism nowadays.
It
makes you wonder, with that much narcissism, are you able to be vulnerable?
I think you can still be vulnerable, but I think you have to be selective and you have to use your head as well as your heart. So I do still think there are quality people out there who are looking for quality relationships. And I think that we do have different dynamics with social media that has impacted, right, the quality of relationships, even the ability to let go of a relationship. I was just having this conversation the other day. I feel like because of social media, it kind of is highlighting some of our issues, like you said, the narcissism or the selfishness. But I think it actually could be good because it exposes things to us.
Yeah.
That can keep us away from certain people.
Well, which is true. You see the red flags. Sam Silk and I were talking about that last night. But I just think we are being pulled more and more away from each other because of all the narcissism. You know what I'm saying? And you know, back in the day, that was the first thing people would run from was a person that was a narcissist. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah,
you might be fine, but you crazy because you know, and we used to say that all the time. Yeah, you fine, but you crazy, you know? So, Heidi B, you want to add something to that?
I was going to say, we elected a narcissist to office, so.
That's true.
Is that people are able to put on a character. They're able to not necessarily represent themselves in a real transparent way from the onset when they get into relationships. So if you're on a dating website, a dating app, you might be able to kind of just show the flowery, glowy side of you. It might not be all real. It might not be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another technological, advance that kind of works both ways.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, Elizabeth, I want to start off talking about our first couple, Cardi B and her husband, Onset. And I'll let you set up the situation, then we'll pick it apart. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of people in the Cardi B Onset space right now. That she's a famous rapper, right? Female rapper, pretty much at the top of her game. He's also a rapper as well. They have been together, I think, for several years, if I'm not mistaken. But there's been continuously cheating rumors, right? Evidence of him cheating on her. And she is very explicit, and very open about her relationship. So people are like, why are you putting up with this? And she's like, hey, he's my husband. I want to be with him. But what really struck me as interesting is that she made the comment that monogamy is the only way, which I thought was really ironic coming from Cardi B, being from where she comes from, right? And then I thought about it further, and I thought, maybe she is really into, or she has kind of her mind wanting that monogamy, but maybe not feeling like it's realistic because of where she's come from, right? Mm. But in her mind, she still wants this, like, traditional family, and she wants this husband. So I just thought it was kind of an interesting situation because I don't think she's that far off from people in the real world who are in situations with people that they love and they may be married to, and they know that there's infidelity happening, but somehow they gloss over it or they accept it or they stay in that relationship.
Well, now, the one thing I do want to say before everybody else chimes in, a lot of people, you know, Cardi B's past background was an exotic dancer, a stripper, whatever you want to call it. And I think a lot of people don't believe that people who are in the sex industry or you know, whether it's an adult film star, dancer, whatever, that they don't want a relationship. Everybody, I think, wants somebody. Yeah. I think that
it's
your,
just a job to them.
Right. I think your circumstance puts you in that job, but your heart wants to put you in a loving relationship, you know.
And I think she's more realistic about relationships because of coming from that space. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, she's seen different facets and sides of men. But go ahead.
Yes.
What you were saying.
So now let me ask you this: how do we? Because we've seen this relationship before. We know this. We know that, you know, maybe the husband is out doing something he ain't got no business doing. The wife might be out doing whatever. People do this, but how do we kind of? Do we leave people alone who do this, or are they in need of help is what I'm trying to figure out.
I think there's, like, different situations and circumstances that, you know, the only people that know what's happening in a relationship is the two people in the relationship, right? So some people have infidelity, and for them it may not be a deal breaker. They may say, this person's a good provider, they're a good father, I love them, we have a good relationship, and I'm going to look the other way when this happens. There's other people in other relationships that infidelity is a total deal breaker. And I think there's a healthy and unhealthy side to this. I think that sometimes there can be situations where there might be infidelity in the relationship where a couple can work through it. But conversely, I feel like when it's a pattern of behavior and it keeps happening and there's acceptance that it's a norm, that is dangerous for the person involved on the other side of the infidelity and also for your children who could be witnessing this and looking at these behaviors and then again following these behaviors in the future. And plus there's the risk of sexually transmitted infections and diseases, let's be real about that,
right.
Unwanted pregnancies that we don't always talk about. So I think being in a situation where there is infidelity for some people and for others, they may look the other way because it may be a norm that they're used to and they've been around, or it may be that that's one thing that that person has that's a fault of theirs that they're willing to put up with because there's many other things that they feel outweigh that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else you want to add to that, Heidi?
Well, I think in the Cardi B situation, she emphasized forgiveness, that she does believe in the power of forgiveness. And she said that when, you know, they realized they were dealing with this cheating scandal, that they had some priests come and pray with them. And she wanted to save her marriage. And she said that the decision to save her marriage actually just triggered a whole bunch of haters on the internet and on social media that were like, you know, you need to leave him. He's no good. And why would you do that? Why would you go back? And, you know, like has been said, it's just you don't know what's going on between the two people. I actually think it's very courageous and mature of Cardi B, and surprising, as you say, because we just think of her as sort of the character that she is as a rapper and not as just like a real woman.
Mm-hmm.
And as a real woman, she was like, this happened. I want my marriage. I want my family. And I am choosing to forgive and to try to build it back.
And she gave her man $500,000 for his birthday.
She sure did.
Cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cash.
Yeah, and y'all have nerve enough to judge me about a little toy Lamborghini for my kids.
I know. But I'm just telling you, look, Cardi B gave her man $500,000.
She's like, baby, you ain't got to go nowhere.
Ain't that something? Right. I'm just looking for somebody to be able to give me $50 for my birthday. My goodness.
Gift card or something.
Something. Give me something.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Let's move on to our next relationship situation, and this one has to do with Chicago's very own Common. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. So this is about Common and Angela Rye. Angela Rye is a correspondent on CNN, and she also is pretty well known in the political world. And of course, Common, or Chicago's own Common, is a well-known rapper, activist, philanthropist. He does a bunch of things. So this was like a power couple. And they were dating on and off. They broke up at one point and got back together. And one of the things that was the deal breaker for them was the fact that Angela Rye has two godsons, and she's raising one of them and considering raising the other one. And Common was kind of on the fence about having more kids because he has a daughter that is grown. And what I will say that I like about this situation is that they didn't, like, tear each other up in the media. It kind of quietly broke up, and then people did ask an inquirer of Angela Rye, like, why it happened. And on her show, she was very mature in her response, and she said, look, I have these godsons that I'm taking on. I may want to have children, and he really didn't want to, but we had a great relationship. We respect each other. We love each other. We will continue to support each other and have a friendship, but it just didn't work. So I felt like her way of communicating it was really a healthy way to show that sometimes a couple can be compatible and love each other and care about each other, but there could be something that comes up that they just have a really big disagreement about on how to proceed, and that there's a way to talk through that and work through that.
Okay. All right. Hold tight. When we come back from break, because Heidi, I want to know, here you are a single mom. You have these two adorable young boys. Mm-hmm. I'm finding that people of a certain age nowadays, look, I'm past the children stage. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are being really selfish. Like, look, Ma, I just want me and you to kick it. I ain't trying to do the baby thing. So I'd be interested to know your take on that. Elizabeth, don't go anywhere. We're going to run the break. When we come back, we're talking about celebrity stories, their relationship issues, and how they affect just, you know, how they are part of our everyday life and psyche. All right, you're listening to Real Talk. We'll be back in just a moment. And you're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Chat Daddy. Welcome to your Thursday night happy hour on the radio. It's Relationship Thursday. Yes, it is. And on the live line with us right now is a relationship coach, expert, just all around great woman. Really, she is.
Apparently.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I meet these guys like in the morning, you know, just to like get me going in the morning. Like, she's great.
I know. What a cheerleading team around here. The one and only. You'll call in the morning, wake her up. I'm sure you will. The one and only Elizabeth Overstreet is on the live line with us tonight. And we're talking about celebrity relationship dramas. Dramas for your mamas, as we would say on this show, and your daddies too. And how these are just everyday regular problems that we all face. We a lot of times think celebrities are immune to love issues, but Elizabeth had actually brought up two so far. We are talking about Chicago's very own Common and sports journalist Angela Rye. And they broke up because of a children factor thing, you know?
So here's my thing, y'all. So I'm going to take a slightly different view, because I don't agree that Angela handled it the best way. I didn't like that she put Common on blast like that.
Okay.
I think that what she could have said is, you know what, we realized that we both want different things out of life. And, you know, we've had lots of discussions about it. It's just not going to work out. I don't like that she got so specific talking about the kids and implying that he didn't want more kids. You know, the video that was on her Instagram, you know, it just kind of sounded like, it almost made Common seem like he was just not an open, loving, generous person. You know, I've got my godsons, and I guess that just, he just didn't want that. Like she's so generous because she's taking care of her godsons, but he didn't want it. It kind of made him seem like the bad guy. And I didn't like how that felt. And I don't think that she needed to put him on blast like that.
Okay.
So I just think that there is a way of answering the question without putting all of it out there and putting your ex on blast.
Okay, very good. What do you think?
But going back to what we talked about earlier, social media. She's a social media influencer. She's very out there with her life, so I'm totally not surprised that she handled it the way she did. I just feel like the downside of social media is, I feel like there's people have lost their balance of what to share and what not to share. And I think, like, you know, if you look at people that are more mature, there were things you talked about and things you didn't talk about, because sometimes some things are just between you and that person, right? So I didn't think she did. I walked away thinking, like, okay, I have a daughter, and, you know, when I consider dating people, I did think, my daughter's older, I do think about that factor if they have a young child, right? And I feel like that's a real conversation. So I kind of liked how she approached that. I feel like she did a Cardi B, but she just more so was like, hey, this is what happened, because she knew people were going to keep probing about the relationship and what happened.
Interesting. So, So now, Heidi, how do you feel about, you know, you have your sons and yes. they're young and you still mama's hot and want to get out and meet us somebody. How do you handle that situation?
Well, not as hot as Elizabeth.
Right. No,
you Heidi, I heard you're pretty hot. Yeah. I think we're good.
You know, it's something that, it's actually something I think about. You know, I remember when I went through my divorce, I was thinking, man, I wonder if I'm going to meet, you know, anybody ever again or really date because, you know, I've got the kids. Are they going to find me as attractive? Are they not going to want to be with me because I've got the kids? And it is something, you know, that is real. You know, I mean, these are my boys and they are my first priority.
Right.
And I am responsible for two human beings, okay, for many years to come. So, you know, I think that, you know, for me, as I'm in the dating field, I am looking for, you know, perhaps men that they might have young kids as well. They might be divorced and they might understand the situation of, you know, weekend visits and, you know, having to schedule a babysitter. You can't just, we talked about the spontaneity factor the last time I was here.
Right.
That, you know, as a single mom, I can't just say, hey, let's just like up and go. You know, like I got to like, you know, make some arrangements. You know, I'm happy to get up and go, but just, you know, give me a minute. You
right.
know, I got a bench of babysitters, but let me make a phone call. You know, so that's a real thing. You know, we all, I guess I might be biased towards Common because he is Chicago's own and I am such a fan. And
right.
I know that he was public about his struggles with his daughter and just, you know, that he was gone a lot, you know, coming up. They didn't have the closest relationship. And he's, you know, written about that in songs and in his book. So, you know, I hope that I wish each of them the best. And, you know, Common, there are a lot of young ladies in Chicago that, you know, are your fans. That, I mean, he, and same with Angela. I know that she's got a lot of mail.
Neither one of them are going to be lonely.
Lots of people slide into those DMs.
That's right. That's right. Slide into my DM, boo. That's right. All right. Next up on the list is singer and actor Justin Timberlake got caught holding hands with someone he works with while they were drinking. And we all heard about this, and it was a major uh-oh. Elizabeth, lay the story out for us, and let's pick this apart.
Yeah, so Justin Timberlake was on set with his Palmer co-star, Alicia Wainwright, and they were hanging out, and he had been drinking, and he was caught with a picture. Someone got a picture, I don't know if it was paparazzi or whatever, of him holding her hand. So it looked really flirty, like there could be something underlying going on. So Justin at first kind of didn't talk too much about it, but then he started, you know, kind of apologizing to his wife publicly for making a mistake and saying that it wasn't appropriate. So I just think this one is interesting because there's emotional cheating, and then there's the starting of cheating, and then there's like the more in-depth cheating, right? And so I always feel like, as a relationship coach, if you wouldn't do it in front of your partner, you probably shouldn't be doing it if your partner's not there.
Interesting.
So even if it was innocent, it's just the perception. It wasn't good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I love the story, you know, because I actually think that Justin made it a bigger story by putting the apology online, because a lot of people didn't even know about the picture until he was like, I'm so sorry, it was inappropriate, and you know, had the video. So I actually think he drew more attention to it, and it might have gone away on its own. But his wife, Jessica Biel, might have been like, look, you know, you need to like acknowledge this. I mean, we don't know what kind of conversations they had at home about it. But yeah, I think you're right, Elizabeth. I think that, you know, when anything that you would not feel comfortable doing or saying around your mate is inappropriate. So, you know, at first I was like, well, he could have been just like helping her over like a water puddle or helping her like in or out of a car or whatever. And I was trying to be just optimistic about it. But I'm like, well, you know, alcohol brings out the flirtiness in people. People get their flirt on when they get their drink on.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're probably, you know, they're in New Orleans, and we all know all kinds of stuff happens.
They done drank some voodoo water, some swamp water.
Yeah, New Orleans is like the southern Las Vegas, right?
Those hurricanes sneak up on you.
That is true. So Elizabeth, I want to find out, is emotion, I can only imagine what the numbers would be of people who emotionally cheat. Especially with social media nowadays, you have these chicks who are half naked smoking these cigars. You have people that want to show you how they losing body weight and they standing there with just a thong on, and guys that are shirtless on social media. So I can only imagine half naked, whatever. I can imagine that emotional cheating is probably at an all time high. Elizabeth?
Yes, and I think it's easily emotionally cheap, right? But I think if you can't do it with your partner in the room or in front of you, you shouldn't be doing it. So whatever you want to call it, whether it's just talking to someone on social media that you're never going to meet, if you're building some kind of connection or relationship, you're taking away from your relationship with your partner. Mm-hmm. So you got to draw a line in the sand. But yes, I absolutely think and know in talking to people that there's lots of ways for people to cheat with social media, with fake phone numbers, all kind of things people do. To hide the actions they're doing. So it is really scary out here. To your point earlier, what you were saying, you do have to be aware. And it does take time to really realize, okay, or understand who you can let your guard down with or be vulnerable with. Mm-hmm.
And I always try to be super respectful. I have a lot of male friends, you know, from college, from my work day. And news, and some of them are married, and when we talk on text or on social media, I try to be super respectful. I assume that anything I write, I'm assuming that the wife is going to see, okay, whether or not she has access to the phone or not. So usually if I'm talking, it's like, I hope you and your family had a great
break. You are very cognizant. I hope that you and your
I'm always, you know, like, please tell her I said hello, and, you know, please do this, give hugs to the family for me, and what are you guys doing for that? I always try to make it like a plural thing, like, I am aware that you are a family. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, even though I might have a special bond with the male because of whatever history we have, I want to show that respect to the wife always, because I just, you know, treat others how you would want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want somebody, you know, texting my husband without acknowledging me, you know, in that way. So I always try to acknowledge the wife and family if I'm
very
communicating.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very good. Makes good sense. It mm-hmm. really does. All right. When we come back from break, we have a Diddy situation, another hot mess all mixed up in there. And then we're going to talk about J-Lo and A-Rod before the night is over as well, too. You're listening to the Thursday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. It's Relationship Thursday. We'll be back in just a moment. And you're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Chat Daddy. Welcome to your Thursday night happy hour under, where are we? On the radio. I had to think about that for a minute. I'm like, are we on radio, TV, car? Where are we? On the radio. Whatever your beverage of choice, we ask that you get a big old tall glass of it. Sit back, relax, and hang out with us until 9 o'clock tonight. It's Relationship Thursday, and we're having a wonderful conversation about celebrity drama and their relationships and how it affects all of us. We all are human. We all have the same issues and problems. Heidi B is our very special guest co-host tonight, singing Jody Watley for us.
This is my jam. I did this at karaoke just a couple weeks ago.
I love this song. I do Chicago's very own Jody Watley.
Yes.
On the wheels of steel is DJ Flo, and everybody's favorite Uncle Mal is around here. He's chilling out tonight. And on the live line is our girl Elizabeth Overstreet. Elizabeth, you've been doing a great job.
Absolutely.
She loves you too. She sent her message saying she likes your perspective. Look, it's a kumbaya moment. I said you two would love each other.
Yes,
I
did. You did. You told me that.
Mm-hmm. I did. I said, you're going to love Elizabeth. I said, you two would be really good friends because you girls are on the same page
okay,
about things.
Okay, we'll have to connect, Elizabeth, for sure.
We will.
So, Elizabeth, Mama Oprah had something to talk about with her relationship and why she did not marry Brother Stedman. Let's talk about that a little bit and we'll go on to the other thing. So, go right ahead with the Oprah story.
So, it's pretty interesting because I remember like watching Oprah and remember her going through that phase and people, her dating Stedman, and people were like, is she going to get married to him? And then she got engaged, but then like there was never a wedding.
Right.
And so she revealed like why.
I'm starting to think that's a female in TV thing. Am I being messy? I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Keep going. We didn't heard that story with a
not
couple.
Not going to touch the Oprah thing on that one.
Honey, we didn't heard that story with a few females in TV, but okay, I digress. I'm being shady.
Well, you're all good. So really, and this will play it a little bit to what you just said, Oprah, she knew that her show was her priority, and that was her commitment. She was doing 17 hours a day of work on her show, and she loved Stedman. She met him. She thought he was a bit of a player. She said when she met him, she thought he was cute. But she just knew that if they married, their relationship, she felt, would change. So she felt like it worked better by them having the relationship they have, in which they've been together, I don't even know how many years, but I know they've been together probably over 20, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But what was interesting is she said that if they had tied the marital knot, she doesn't think they would have been together because it would have redefined their relationship. And she likes her own persona outside of being Oprah's, you know, husband or boyfriend.
Right.
And so she said that he never was demanding really for her for who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's possible they still could have gotten married and it would have been okay, but maybe in her mind, marriage just had a certain connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe your theory about women in TV is true. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, not to, you know, no disrespect, girls, but I've seen a few of them not happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Stedman is that last regime of those old school gentlemen that, you know, stand on their own. Now after, you know, Stedman's time period, you got dudes, baby, you do what you need to do. I'm going to stay at the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to work.
I don't
care to work.
Okay, you just described my marriage.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Right. So, I mean, there was, you know what I'm saying? There's a certain demographic of men that do not care how famous that wife is, mm-hmm. how much money she make. I got to be a man, stand up on my own two feet, and bring a check in this house no matter what.
It
just happened that we moved into a period where, you know, dudes didn't have to work. You women was bringing home bacon, you mm-hmm. was frying it, you was serving it to him, and all you wanted was a man in your bed. You didn't care whether or not he, you know, worked, and no disrespect to any of you brothers out there. I get it, but, you know, it killed a lot of things for relationships and marriages.
You know, I think the thing also with Stedman and Oprah, a lot of people don't know how well-respected Stedman Graham is when it comes to sports marketing and just the many books that he has written.
Right.
I remember when I worked at NBC, his offices were in the NBC Tower, and we would just melt anytime we saw Stedman in the hallway. You know, tall, handsome brother, but and he, you know, he lectures often at business schools, at Kellogg, all around the country. So, you know, folks that don't know the real story of who he is, what he has built on his own, sans Oprah, you know, they might have a different perspective, an ill-informed perspective on the relationship.
Absolutely.
Because
mm-hmm.
they don't know who he is and what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a very successful.
He's carved out his own niche, and he doesn't get that credit, I think, Heidi, because Oprah's just such a big star, right?
Yes.
But to your point, he's very respected in the business circle mm-hmm. and at home in his own craft in the sports marketing arena.
Right.
Good point.
All right. Well, very good. We wish them the best. It has worked out well.
If it
all
ain't
of
broke,
that,
don't
fix
it.
I agree. Yeah. So now let's get back to something a little bit more ghetto fabulous.
Okay.
So as we all know, we had heard the rumors.
We all got to go there.
Honey, look, let's get back to ghetto fabulous so we can keep it moving. We all heard the story about Diddy dating his son's ex-girlfriend. Diddy, who is now 50 years old, was dating, and his son was 22. And so, you know, that story kind of evolved into some other things, and we live in a world now where, you know, people of a certain age don't want nobody their age. There's no getting along. I might be guilty of this myself.
Right, shut up.
how do we, well, at least it wasn't my son. Right.
At least, the kettle black. Go ahead.
Right. It was just my friends. Never mind. But anyway, how do we even deal with that type of situation nowadays? That, you know, everybody trying to be a cougar or whatever the case may be. So how does that work, Elizabeth?
Wow. So this one is interesting. So I think the rumor was that they broke up now, so it didn't work out. So sorry, a spoiler alert for everyone out there. But Diddy's 49. This young lady is Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Oh yeah, because she owned to somebody else now.
Oh,
she owned to somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah,
right. She's dating Future now.
Right.
A winner. Okay.
Right.
So she. So they were dating for a while, and I don't know how Steve Harvey felt about it. They said he kind of had, you know, accepted it, but we don't know, again, what happened behind closed doors. But it didn't work out. But I just thought it was weird because of the fact that his son dated her prior, and she was so young. So I just felt like there was a bunch of different factors there. I mean, people could date who they choose, and some people will say age is not a number. But I do think age does factor in at a certain point. So even though guys and women may date someone really up and get more mature, and sometimes there's a shift in the relationship, and then sometimes there's that exception where people do work out regardless of the age difference. So to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of bothered me about this situation was that they were like, it was someone his son had potentially dated. Yeah. It was just too close for comfort.
That's just creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy and it's nasty. So, I mean, you know, I just think that that's just crossing the line. Not the age difference. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about dating
your son's yeah.
Right.
Girlfriend. I mean, yes. That's just, ugh. You know,
but
I mean,
now she's able to compare the daddy versus the son. And,
you know,
and you, I would love to be her shampoo boy. Right. Like, girl, well, who was better?
Right.
And who was bigger? And who was stronger? And,
right,
and ooh,
right,
Lord,
right,
I'd be
right,
shampooing the hell out of
you
her
would,
head. Talking about, girl, come on, tell me.
She get all kinds of different conditioning treatments just to make the story
last longer.
Oh, are
you kidding
longer?
Me? Her hair would be silky like a horse when I got through, because I would want to know.
Or bald.
Or bald, because I'd scratch it all out. Talking about, girl, was the daddy better than the son?
Was the daddy better?
I mean, right.
Well, you know, a lot of, you know, and it could be that, and I don't know their circumstance, and this is just, you know, all hypothetical, outside looking in, but, you know, some of these girls are trying to get to the daddy. You know, she might have dated
the
son,
right,
to get to the daddy, and that's not taking anything away from the son, but, you know, some of these sisters are a little conniving, you know, a little maneuvering and shady. So,
and that's when the dad should have been, like, aware, right, being that he's older.
Yeah.
And look at it and say, look, this is not going to work.
No,
exactly. I think there's, like, a line you draw in the sand in that kind of situation. But.
I completely agree. And, you know, we hear a lot about men dating younger women. And, you know, when women date younger men, then, you know, we're cougars. And, you know, hopefully most of the time it's playful. But, you know, I think there is a certain stigma and judgment that women get when we do date younger. But for the men, it's like acceptable, you know.
Well, thank you. Right, thank you.
You say it's acceptable,
true.
But J-Lo, most of the time,
and we'll talk about her soon. And also Madonna, right? They were pretty notoriously known for dating younger men, but they were immediately cast in kind of a cougar.
Because now
persona,
Madonna,
right?
Is what, 60 years old, 60, 61,
yeah.
And she's currently dating a what, 25, 26 year old, 27 year old?
Yeah, he's really young.
Mm-mm. Uncle Mal, you want to add anything to this? You can't even say nothing. You, all right.
He has nothing to say. No, he can't.
Go ahead.
I just think that age does, sometimes the number isn't that important. It's that person, and they meet you at the place that you want them to meet you at. And some of... I know several young ladies in their late 20s who are probably more mature than some women I know.
Oh, absolutely.
Or in their 40s.
Oh, absolutely.
And are able to deal with that. So I kind of look at it on the individual basis more so than, oh, no, she's just too young, or, oh, no, he's just too old, because you don't know what attracts you to what... to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not just based on sex, but it's based on someone who understands you, someone who understands your relationship, someone who makes you as a man feel like a man. And sometimes in relationships, sometimes you don't always feel like a man.
Mm-hmm.
There are little digs that come your way. There are little things that remind you that, oh, you haven't reached all your potential,
mm-hmm,
or whatever, or you haven't. Maybe that's not enough for that person that you're dating.
Has, and what's interesting is she's acknowledged that she didn't always choose well, and all of us have been through that. So I thought that was a pretty relatable and vulnerable moment for her. And she said, you know, and I think she had the guys that she's had relationships where she felt more control, probably because of the history of being with some guys where maybe they were as successful as her, but there were things that she went through with them. So maybe she said, let me change this, shift this paradigm, right, and let me date maybe younger. But I think she's met her match with A-Rod. They both have extremely strong work ethic. They're both very achievement-oriented. And they really admire and respect one another, and they have a lot in common. And I always think when you're with someone that you really are going to have a good relationship with, that it is important to be compatible with them, have similar interests. And she said for the first time she's with someone where she could be her full self. She doesn't have to hold back, and he's her fan, and she's his fan, and they're cheering each other on. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been huge for why this relationship has been successful so far.
Well, you know, I tell people, once you receive a certain level of social and economic status in your life, it's hard to just date average run-of-the-mill people, and no disrespect. I don't want anybody mad and upset with me, but I'm learning that. You know, you learn that you've got to elevate your level of the type of people. No, people don't understand, you know, you talk to a country every night. People don't understand you're a major celebrity, whatever the case may be. And you really do want somebody to be with you that would love you just for the human you are.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think we live in such a materialistic society now, you know, narcissism, as we all said. So I just think A-Rod and J-Lo are just perfect for each other. And as you said, Elizabeth, we all have made the mistakes. We've all slept with a bunch of... Oh, I did it because I did it, but
well,
not that I
haven't all slept with a bunch.
Well, okay.
I did notice okay. He said slept. He didn't say dated.
Well, I'm just, sorry. Maybe that's just the host. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah.
But
I digress.
Point taken, and I do think that it seems that A-Rod and J-Lo, from, you know, again, from the outside looking in, they look comfortable with each other, right?
They do.
They just seem very comfortable, whether they are, you know, working out, whether they're on the red carpet.
Right.
You know, they just, and they do look like they support each other, like Elizabeth says. So, you know, she's definitely, you know, dated a lot of folks. And being in the spotlight and dating with the tabloids and everybody in paparazzi following you, that's got to be just a ton of pressure.
But let's not also forget that A-Rod has dated his share, too.
True.
He wasn't a choir boy.
True.
He was an angel, right?
No, yeah. I mean, as an athlete, you get
all kinds,
yes.
Right.
And from great women to women who are just outside your hotel. And I found that a lot of guys who are in that situation, at first you get caught up in the easy, but after the easy gets kind of plays out, now you want someone who can challenge you. But also, like we've all said, I think the most important thing in a lot of relationships are sometimes we aren't supportive of each other. It becomes a competition. Well, if you got
right.
that, I got to do this. I got to do that. And I mean, I know for me, I want somebody that I can be supportive of. I want someone in my life who I can come to what she's doing and be there as her man. Not as the photographer, the guy who does this or whatever, but just as her guy.
Mm-hmm.
And be there to be there for her for no other reason than to be there for her.
But that's a very mature outlook, and that is, I think men grow.
Which is why I'm alone.
But I think that men grow into that, though, because I think that men have, I think men in general are hugely insecure, have a lot of insecurities, and don't always feel comfortable. You know, I really don't. I mean, I see it play out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very much interesting. Oh, say, before we run out of time, and we'll have to do this again.
Yes.
One of our super fans, Alice Norris, sent us one about Dog on the of the Bounty Hunter. Says that he dated his son's ex, who is his wife's best friend.
Now, so what now?
The Bounty Hunter.
Yeah,
we have to do a whole investigation on that and talk about that.
I need a flow chart or
me
something.
Me too. But Alice,
yeah, I'm going to need a flow chart.
Alice, we got your message. We just out of time. We love you for sending that
Thank
to
you,
us.
Thank you, Alice.
But it is a lot of hot mess situations that we have got to look at. And here's the deal. These celebrities, you know, they doing this. And we regular people, we kind of look at it like that as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right, Elizabeth, how can we find you on your social media platforms?
Yeah, how can we find you, Elizabeth?
Oh, God. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Right. Your
Elizabeth
biggest cheerleader.
Knows that I'm kidding.
I know. Your biggest cheerleader. I know. This is your biggest cheerleader. Look, normally he'd be asleep right about now. He's wide awake. Elizabeth, how can we follow you on your social media platforms?
So you can go to my website, thenewrulesofdating.com, and then I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter under The New Rules of Dating as well.
All right, my darling, we love you so very much. Great job.
Love you guys right
great,
back.
Great conversation
love
tonight.
You more.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Heidi
Joseph's
B.
jealous.
Yeah, I know. See, Uncle Mal and Joseph had this whole thing about you, Elizabeth. We'll talk about that. We welcome you back in studio with us at any time. All right, we love you. All right, darling.
Bye, Elizabeth.
All right. All right.